Are you a networker or a connector? Or maybe a little bit of both? Have you ever really thought about the difference between what it means to be a really great networker and what it means to be a really great connector? A lot of the leaders that we work with don't always understand the difference. And so I thought this was a really important topic for us to bring to the podcast today. And so I'm so excited to have the Uber connector in my life, Barb Birch here. She's the founder of Birch Marketing Connections. And she is, it's an understatement to say she's a connector in our market here and has really built her entire business around networking and connecting. And so I wanted to have you on and thank you for being here.
Thank you. To
talk about this, because I think there's a lot of advice and learnings that you've had throughout your career that you can share. So
definitely.
I'd love to have you start with your journey, just so people kind of understand where you've been, where you're going.
Yep, absolutely. So in the beginning of my career, I spent about 12 years in a very large organization here in the Twin Cities. And while I was there, looking back now, I can see how siloed you tend to get, especially when you're in an organization that long. You get up, go to work, go to the gym, come home. And I really didn't do much beyond that. I had a career change back in 2009, and I left that organization. And when I left there, I was like, okay, I don't know what to do next. I don't know anyone. I don't really know what networking is.
You knew everyone at the company you came from.
Right.
But that was it.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, what's LinkedIn? I think I might have a profile out there. So I really spent 10 months learning how to network and building my connections and building my network and giving back. And past that 10 months, a position landed in my lap, like literally. Wasn't anything I was looking for. It was a very small organization, and I could have easily just said, you know, now I'm only looking for a mid-size or large organization because that's all I know. But I took a chance, and what was really great about that role is I got to go in and build their marketing from the ground up, which is something I didn't even know I was good at. And when you're in a smaller organization like that, you have the opportunity, and I say opportunity, it's not a bad thing to wear a whole bunch of different hats and do a bunch of different things. And I got very much involved with the employee engagement and what I like to call branding from the inside out. And taking that cultural piece and teaching them in the organization that it's really attached to their brand and that's what they can push outside of the organization and get people to buy from them based on who they are and what they stand for on the inside. So that was really exciting. But how did I take that network that I built prior to landing that full-time role and keep it going? And the one thing that I would tell you about the networking was connecting other people. And that alone was my way not only of giving back, but it just came naturally for me. And I started to realize that connecting others was really what everybody was after. It wasn't network for the sake of networking or network for the sake of a job. But it was more about who can I introduce you to that can really help you push this along a little bit further.
It's almost like a challenge. When you're a good connector, you don't want to leave a meeting without connecting them with someone because you know so many.
Exactly. And that's the biggest part of networking that I think some people miss out on.
Yep.
The last thing that you should do before you walk away is, how can I help you and who can I connect you to?
Yeah, and it's amazing. So I want to dive into this, your opinion on the difference, but it is amazing that question. I always make it a point to be the first one to ask it, because when you're with another connector, they will ask the same thing, and I'm always trying to ask it first.
Right.
Because it stuns some people. Like, I still get reactions where people are like, well, oh, you know, they pause.
Yeah.
And I think, oh, no, are you meeting with people that don't ask you that question? Like, let me connect you with people that do. Right? Like,
yes,
that's my initial
absolutely.
Response when they have that reaction. So for someone who's like, I don't get the difference, what's the difference between, in your eyes, in your experience, between networking and connecting?
I think when you're networking, it tends to be about what you want to get out of it and what you need to get out of it. And sometimes you kind of forget that the person you're talking to might need something from you also. And I can guarantee you there's always some way you can help somebody else. And when you walk into that room and you're at a networking event, it can be overwhelming for a lot of people. I get it. Networking is not everybody's favorite thing to do. I happen to love it. But it can be an energy suck for some people. So when you walk into that room, try to flip that a little bit and start thinking about, I wonder who in here I can help. And that might really change your whole mentality about networking.
I love that. And as you were talking, I was thinking, you know, early on a mentor gave me great advice that said, you know, the person you're talking to might not be your ideal client or your ideal connector, but they right. know people who are.
Absolutely.
And so it's not always that I need something to come out of this interaction. It could just be you understand me better, you trust me a little bit more, and you're willing to make an introduction to somebody who might be somebody I need to know right now.
Right.
To help my business, to help my career, to whatever it is, even in your personal life, right? To fix something or and so I think it's not always just looking at that person and or thinking about titles or you know, what they do for a living, like, oh, well, they're not gonna be a good connection for me.
Right.
You oftentimes would be surprised if they truly are connectors.
Right.
That they can be
yep.
to all sorts of people. And the other thing when you were speaking earlier that really came to mind is the connecting side. The networking is, I don't want to say it's easy. It's easy to go through the motions of networking. For a lot of people, it is exhausting.
Right.
I'm actually one of those people. So most people would not know. I'm a natural extrovert. But when it comes to large rooms of people that I don't know, I like my comfort, right? I'm not the same way. I don't like walk in there going, woohoo, like, let's go see if I can meet 100 people.
Especially at the end of a day.
Yeah. So, but most people would not see, because once I engage, then I right. really kind of get going, right?
Yeah.
So you kind of just got to put yourself out there sometimes. Yeah. But that connecting piece, it takes time to build that. So if people are like, I don't know, I don't even think about that when I walk in, just try. Whether it's a trigger, whether it's when you pull your business card holder out, like create a trigger for yourself to say, how am I connecting here, right? Am I doing it for, like, I need something? Because it takes time and it's hard. And not necessarily hard to do if you're wired that way, but if you're not, I think it is hard.
Right.
Harder.
And at events like that, too, you know, the one thing that I find that's helpful is if you are exchanging business cards, the next day or that evening, I'll go home and I'll take that stack and I'll start connecting on LinkedIn. And maybe it's at that point where you're reaching out saying, hey,
let me know what I can do to help.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or you look at their profile and go, wow, we have like 25 mutual connections. We must run in the same circles. Mm-hmm. Let's grab coffee so I can get to know you a little bit better and figure out how we can help each other.
Yep. And never make preconceived, you know, assumptions about somebody
right.
and what they can or can't do for you, because
100%.
And we just did a podcast that we just released around curiosity too, is I tie it all together that I think the more curious you are about whether you work in my industry or not, about what you do, first off, it's a career, like, oh, I didn't even know people did that, right? Like, how could I learn more about that?
Right.
Or as a business owner, like, just getting curious about what different people do, the struggles that they have,
right.
what they're... makes us better, because then the next conversation we have, we're smarter. Like, I look at it as like I'm learning constantly when I'm meeting with
right.
people that aren't in my company, that aren't in
right.
what I know, right? My bubble.
Yep, exactly. A lot of people don't realize I've coached hundreds of people in job transition. I led a job transition group for 9 years.
Yeah.
And so that's part of why I know so many people here in the Twin Cities, but those are the types of things that you learn about people along the way that you're
totally.
Like, wow, really?
Or what they're involved in, right? A lot of people,
yeah.
the nonprofit work that, you know, we don't all always tout everything that we do, but it might be a passion
right.
area that you have as well. So you're connecting with them on a different level, not
Absolutely.
Necessarily a business level.
And 9 times out of 10 in the environment we're in today, they'll be like, oh, I know somebody who's out of work. Can I connect them to you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you really built your entire business and your brand in the marketplace on helping first, which is one
yeah.
of our values too, which
yes.
is why Barb and I have been friends for so long, and we just continue to be business colleagues, because when you find those people, those connectors that value what you value,
mm-hmm.
right, and really are good connectors, it's not a tally. on, you sent me one introduction and I introduced you to three. It's just, right. it all comes out in the wash. It's you don't even think about it
right.
with people that you know are really good connectors.
Yes.
So you mentioned at the beginning, and I kind of chuckled because first off, I had the same experience, and I coach a lot of people that are stuck in the same thing, is when you're in a business, especially a larger business, mm-hmm. your network becomes that business. And oftentimes, really high-level business leaders in larger organizations forget to actually network outside. Right. And then something happens, and they're like, I have no network. Mm-hmm. My network is all within the company that I just left. What is the difference between external and internal networking and connecting? Like, how would you look at that differently, or if someone is within a company?
So both are important. Mm-hmm. I don't think that people within organizations do enough networking within the organization. Mm. So, you know, just be curious to your earlier point and start reaching out to people inside the organization and talk about what is it that you guys do over here? You know, it's collaboration. It's cross-functional teaming. There's so much of that in organizations. Some organizations are really good at that, mm-hmm. and some completely forget.
Very siloed. There's a lot of larger organizations, and that's why people feel
right.
stuck. I mean, they aren't as fulfilled,
right?
Because they're in a box, and it's like that's all they do.
Right. And I think, to me, that's almost easier than the external networking mm-hmm. when you haven't started it. So where do you start? And I guess my suggestion on that would be, try to find some networking events or some learning events that you can go to, because almost always these days, those learning events are tying in networking either a half an hour before or a half an hour after the event. Mm-hmm. And that is a great time to start meeting other business leaders. If you're a CEO, look for a CEO roundtable to join. Or any of those C-level type individuals.
And there's so many, I mean, it's overwhelming now that I'm in this world and seeing all of the associations for HR professionals and marketing professionals. And even within if you're within a company, there are hundreds of organizations. So
the economic downturn really changed that.
Yeah. And so not that I want to overwhelm Barb or myself, but if there are people listening, they're like, I don't even know where to look to find something. Between the two of us, we probably would know.
Oh,
so,
for sure.
So we'll put the contact information at the end, but reach out and we can probably point you in a direction
Definitely.
Of a great organization that can help
and
you start,
help with that,
get
yes.
better at that. And then you talked about that internal networking and connecting, and what it brought to mind is doing that in good times before you need to call in the favor or something's not working. So right in corporate, you and I own different teams.
Yep.
And something's working or not working, or it's one of our, you know, we have to collaborate.
Right.
That is not the time when something's not going well
right.
to try to build that. You have to build it before.
Exactly.
So within your organization, who are those connectors? Who are those strong leaders like yourself that you can really connect with and probably help each other's careers? I mean, it goes beyond
yes.
just, I need something right now,
yep.
is they understand you as a person. So when we get in a conflict or a project's not going well or my team didn't deliver something, I already know you as a human and I trust you that I know there's no malintent, so it's going to be less conflict, right,
yes.
when that situation happens.
Yes.
And I see that as internal connecting too.
That's a great, great example and a great reason why you want to go have coffee or have lunch or pick their brains on issues that you might be having that they can help solve.
Yes.
You never know who people know and what other things they know until you
yep.
try to get to know them.
That's exactly. And most people will, in the connections that you might have, even outside of work or hobbies, it's just you're connecting at a deeper level that you're never going to find out if you just
yeah.
come to meetings. And
yeah. And this is really, really true for young people starting off in organizations. Mm. I always give that advice of, start looking around the organization once you get inside and determine who those people are that you want to meet. Because as your career grows, you may need them, or you may be able to help them, or there may be a job that comes up in their area that you're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've already done the footwork.
Yeah, and they speak very highly of you,
right?
right? Because again, in good times, you've made the time
right.
to connect and
I'm
create
always
that.
Very impressed by the younger people that come in and really want to kind of get in there and connect
mm-hmm.
for reasons other than self-serving.
And if more organizations, right, I mean, you and I, we do a lot of culture work, and we talk a lot about culture too, is if organizations would drive some of that. I mean, because some of that can be development plans. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to meet once a month with this leader in another area, like, let's set that up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and so I think as leaders in an organization, so I want to flip to the leadership side, yes, of this, is how do we need to look at networking and connecting? And it's not just up in, right, the organization, right? How as leaders do we need to be thinking about that in our organizations?
Yeah, so I think that you should be letting your people know that leaders are not off limits.
Yep.
They're not better than you. And oh, by the way, they hired you because you have a skill they don't have. And I think we forget that.
Mm-hmm.
I think leaders get put on a pedestal of they know everything. No.
Boy, is that wrong.
Yes.
As a leader myself.
Right. Exactly. We're always leaning on each other, even you and, yep, I, for things that you can help me with.
What do you think about this?
Exactly.
Or I'm struggling with this. And
right.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're getting into that organization, the leaders should be part of the whole onboarding process. That should be a conversation that's had during the onboarding process. In a solid culture, leaders should be saying, you're here because I don't know your job. And let's help each other and let's collaborate.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving you, I am empowering you to walk across the hall to the engineering department or the marketing department or the finance department,
yeah,
meet other people, get to know what they need from you,
yes,
and how you can help.
If more organizations would do that, I just think of just the performance and the results for the organization, because you also think, and then you go into the retention. This is just like a spider web of all of these things being connected, because then you go into the retention. If I know more people and feel more connected to people in the organization, I'm going to perform at a higher level,
right,
and stay.
Yeah. Yes.
So organizations kind of feel like it's like, oh, our people, this, that. It's like, whoa, what are you doing to help guide them, right? And show them the power of this. And I think that humility and what comes to mind when you say, you know, that you're better at this than I am, that's why you're here. That's why you're in that seat on the bus, mm-hmm, is because we needed that seat filled, is that's just true servant leadership.
Right.
Meaning I am not intimidated by people that are smarter than me,
right,
in areas that I need help. Like that's the whole idea of leadership, is, right, how do you build, you succeed as a leader when you build a team of people around you that are smarter, mm-hmm, than you in their areas of expertise. And I think having been in a large corporate environment is I think that gets lost a lot, because,
definitely,
people are, you know, they're worried about their own livelihood. I understand that, mm-hmm, right? That's our natural tendency. But when we realize that, when we stop worrying about ourselves and start being curious about other people, we're going to be just fine.
Right.
It's the people that continue to just worry about themselves, I think, that ultimately in the end are the ones that aren't achieving the success that they want to achieve. They plateau in their careers because they haven't built it based on,
right,
connecting.
And as leaders, I learn every day from the 25 and 30 year olds that I'm talking to.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. And if more leaders took the time in the beginning of someone's career to make an impact on them and empower them more, imagine how different things would be.
I tell the story when we do leadership training, and I just told this to a group last week or the week before, and the person who I'm talking about might even be listening. I think he listens to my podcast every now and then. But very early on in my career, in a large corporate environment, I had a leader that said, I'm going to work for you one day.
Huh.
And I was like, you know, I'm 27 years old or whatever, and I'm having kids. Right. I'm just in that stage of life. And I'm like, whatever.
Right.
You know, like,
right,
I'm just like smack him, like, whatever. And he would say it multiple times. And I thought, and then he explained himself. And he's like, my job is to make you better than I am. Right? My job is to fuel that and give you experience and,
right,
let you grow. That's my job as a leader. Now, he can also grow from that, but he knew that was his primary job as a leader. And he doesn't know it, but he fundamentally changed how I looked at leadership just by that,
wow,
by making that comment a few times, because I thought, well, that's what I'm supposed to do. I'm supposed to help other people be better than me.
Wow.
Constantly. And so as leaders, sometimes we forget the impact our words and our actions can have, positive or negative.
So true.
On people's lives. I mean, these are their lives we're talking about, right? This is what we're sending them home to their families.
Yeah.
We've gotten way beyond connecting here on this discussion, but I'm so passionate about this because, you know, I think we forget sometimes that it's not just about driving the results.
Well, I think what you're talking about is corporate culture and how that's changing. And think about in the workplace, if networking, connecting was a learning and development that you needed to do or were empowered to attend in your organization. Mm-hmm. Not required.
Yeah.
But we offer this if you want to learn.
Yes. And how, what that would do for the results, right? And the trust. When things aren't going well, how do we get through that conflict in a positive way?
Right.
Is because we've laid the groundwork before it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the biggest difference. So what, if someone's like, okay, I need to be a connector, or I need to do, this is spurring something in people, I guarantee, where it's like, oh, she's right. I haven't been connecting as much and networking as much as I should be. What are just a couple of simple steps? This isn't like go solve it tomorrow.
Yep.
It's just, where do you start?
So I would start by having a presence on LinkedIn for sure. If you have that presence on LinkedIn, you have, you know, a couple hundred people in your network. One thing that I always tell people to do when you get into the office in the morning, go in 15 minutes early, take your first 15 minutes of that day, log on to LinkedIn. Who's got birthdays that are in your network? Mm-hmm. Send them a little note. You might not have seen or talked to them in 2 years, but it's starting to nurture that network that you're building. Ask somebody to go to coffee or lunch. So you're maintaining your network. And once you're in that lunch or that coffee with them, then start practicing connecting them with others.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what other people are going through and what they might need. You know, I wish I was volunteering more. Maybe you can connect them to something that you know is going on.
Mm-hmm.
My son just lost their job. Oh, well, I know somebody that can help with that.
Career transition coach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that is something while you're working in an organization where you're like, oh, I just don't have time. You do have the time.
Mm-hmm.
Take the 15 minutes.
Yep.
And look what that will change for you.
And I also think engaging with what people are sharing on LinkedIn, which is something that I have had to get better at. And it's not because I'm like, oh, I want to like so many things today.
Mm-hmm.
It's I want to read the article and comment. I'm like, you're so right. Right? This is like, people appreciate that because we're putting ourselves out there.
Yes.
And then if it's crickets or nobody, you know, is interacting with it. And so I also think it's, but you can learn.
You
know how many articles
learn.
That someone else shares that I reshare because I'm like, that's a fantastic article and more people need to read this. So then I share it out. And I think it's just using LinkedIn and these resources to learn, but also to connect.
Well,
and I think you can do both.
Building your own brand too.
Yeah.
And it makes people want to connect with you.
Yeah.
So.
And you become that, right? And then when you're not meeting with them 3 months later, you'll get an email from them saying, hey, I wanted to introduce you to so-and-so. It's not that you have to meet with them once a month for them to give you a connection. I mean, what's the first thing we did when you walked in the office today? Hey, Barb, we need someone that does XYZ. Do you know someone? Of course you do, right? But that's your it's just an intangible value that you offer us. Friendship and business relationship is we just know you're going to know somebody and we're going to trust who you tell us, right? We should go talk to you about this or that.
Yes, and you can.
And you can become that person, is what I'm saying, by doing that connecting.
Absolutely. I'm wrapping up with a client at the end of this week, and he sent me a really nice note, and he's like, don't worry, we're not going anywhere. We're definitely going to be tapping into your network.
They see the value you've helped them get to, and then when they want to get to the next level, they're right back in it with you,
right?
And it might not be for a few months, but it's that they're always going to stay connected.
That you're resourceful. And if I'm nothing else in this world, I know I am resourceful. If I don't know how to do something, I know somebody that does.
I love that. You need people like that. We talk about your tribe, right? You need people like that around you, even if you're not that person yet.
Right.
Because you will become that person just by the people you surround yourself with.
Right.
And I think that's the most important thing, just for people to remember. So any other words of wisdom or advice or just anything else that you want to share that's been impactful for you in your journey?
Well, I think we've beat this to death. I know, I get it. And some people are like, I'm still just overwhelmed by the networking thing. Bite-sized pieces. Try one a week or one a month, you know, or two a month, whatever is palatable for you, or go to one event. And if evening is not your thing, because that's really tough for me, because I'm kind of done by the end of the day, find some morning ones because they're out there.
Yeah.
And like Jamie said, happy to help connect you to something that is a fit for you. But just start small. It doesn't have to be a big, overwhelming thing.
And I think that's the lesson just with any change or any evolution, right, where we want to get better is, you know, trying to jump into the deep end and then you fail or you don't live up to what you wanted to do and then you're like, all right, well, I'm not going to do that anymore.
And walk into those events with, I'm not going there to network, I'm going there to connect.
Yep. And I think it's as simple as trying that question out with, what can I do to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's within your company, what can I do to help you?
For sure, within your company.
They could say, you know what, we're really struggling with this or that. Yeah. And you're like, you might not be able to help them.
And
but the fact you ask the question.
They're going to be like, oh, people don't usually ask me that.
Yeah. And I think we don't have to be worried about knowing what the answer is.
No.
And if we can't, it's okay after you ask that to say, you know, I'm not a good, you know, option to help you with that. But let me see. Let me poke around. Let me see who I know. I say that a lot.
Oh, for sure.
And I don't always have to know the answer.
Do a lot of this, a lot of networking, a lot of connecting. We oftentimes do know who can help.
Yep. Yep. That's the biggest difference. Well, this has been valuable for me just to really to reinforce that my evolution right into that connector is it's the right thing. I built my entire business, as have you, on being a connector.
Absolutely.
On giving, and not asking really anything in return, but getting it in return.
Correct.
That's really, and I think the business climate is evolving more and more to that with the changing generations, is that people don't want to just, we all know that person when we walk into a networking event that you're just like, they're in it for them, right?
Yes.
It's a one-way street. They get 10 seconds and I'm gone. Like I have figured out the statements and the approaches because I've had to, because I don't want those people in my network. I don't need them.
No.
And it's not that they're bad people.
No.
There are so many other people in the room that you can focus on.
Yes.
And I think that's my other piece of advice that was, it was overwhelming for me for a long time, is when you walk into a room of 100 people or you're at an event, you do not need to know 50 of them.
No.
You need to pick three.
Right,
and have a meaningful conversation with and learn from there. And then the next one, pick three more or whatever that number is. But it's not like I have to meet everybody in the room and I failed if I left and didn't.
No.
You actually failed if you did meet them all, because there's no way you went below the surface.
Right.
If you met all of them. So kind of pick the ones or just the what people you're drawn to. I think energy attracts energy.
I always look for somebody I know.
Yeah.
And inevitably, as I'm walking around looking for somebody I know, somebody who is that extrovert or is that person that wants to meet you will pop in and go, hi, I'm Bill.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. Who are you? And from there, it just kind of gets easier.
Yeah. And then you're not even worried about seeing whether you know people, because you're talking to, and then Bill introduces you to someone else, and you'll start to see it snowball and you're not as uncomfortable.
Right.
And I think that's the hardest part, is stepping into that.
Yes.
And then once it starts,
you're
good.
Yep.
Well, this has been an awesome conversation. So thank you, Barb, for taking time out of your schedule to be on here. I think this is going to be something very valuable for everybody listening, whether you think you're a good networker, connector or not. It's a great reminder, right, to go figure out that next event or that next thing that you're going to go to meet people. And to the community, you know, thanks for continuing to engage. We appreciate it so much, the reviews and the feedback that we're getting on these podcasts. So please make sure and subscribe, and please do us a favor and leave us reviews on what you got out of this, right? What was impactful for you, because it allows us to drive our content in these podcasts and other topics that maybe we touched on that we need to go deeper deeper. I mean, and even in this discussion, I've taken three other topics that I'm like, we could do a whole nother podcast on these things. And that's really the focus of this, is that every single, you know, one of these podcasts is meant to just get you unstuck, even just the littlest bit from something you've been struggling with, and get you moving again. Because that's really, it's not that you're perfect in any of this. It's that we're really continuing to get better and better and better. And that's really the definition of success and getting to that next level. So as always, grateful for you to be here, and we'll talk next time. Thanks, everyone.